Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week. Rabbi Beryl Wein, we're back. What parsha are we doing this week?
Truma, the great parsha that begins the description of the building of the tabernacle in the desert. But what I think is really great about the parsha is that it takes the most mundane and the root of all evil subject, money, and it sanctifies it. It shows us that it can have not only positive but holy objectives, and that everybody should feel, therefore, that what one does with one's wealth really counts. And there's a famous story, Rabbi Chaim of Volozhin, when he founded the Volozhin Yeshiva in 1803, so that was like the first yeshiva that sent out money collectors outside of its city, etc. Until then, only the local communities supported their own institutions. Mm-hmm. And he sent out money collectors all over Lithuania and White Russia. And one of the money collectors was a person that wanted to make an impression, right? So he drove up in a Lexus and the horses and carriages and everything. So the rich man who gave him money wrote to Reb Chaim, and he said, "I don't understand." He said, "I'm giving you money for the yeshiva, and it's going into the horses. You know, it's not nice." So Reb Chaim told him as follows. He said that when Moshe collected the gold and silver and precious stones and everything that we read in this week's parsha to build the Mishkan, so everybody wanted that their gold should go into the Holy Ark, right? You didn't want that the gold should go into hooks and other, go into the Holy Ark, right? That contains the tablets of stone from Sinai. So how did Moshe decide whose gold went where? So he said the people who had 100% donative intent, who weren't looking for honor, who weren't looking for any, had no ulterior motive, they gave because they wanted to give, their gold went into the Ark. And the people who gave for other reasons, so they also contributed to the Mishkan, but their gold didn't go into the Ark. So he said to him, if you contribute to the yeshiva for the sake of Torah solely, and you don't have any other ulterior motive, right? You're not looking to be the guest of honor, and you're not looking to have a plaque. You only want the thing itself. So he said, you can be certain that all of your money will go into Torah. He said, if you have other ulterior motives, he said, so it goes into the horses.
Very nice.
So that's the lesson of this week's Torah portion, right? But we're talking only about givers, right? Because everybody gave, right? Not only gave, they gave so much that Moshe had to say, stop giving. But people give for various reasons. So we accept money no matter what reason, but the highest form of charity that a person can give is when he doesn't know who he's giving it to, and the person who receives it doesn't know who gave it. And the same thing is true in supporting institutions as well. I remember we had one of the synagogues that I served as a rabbi, so there was a man that would always announce publicly an anonymous contribution. So everybody knew who Anonymous was, so they said, well, why doesn't Anonymous give, you know, X and X, X and Y? Well, there is a way to do it. And in Jewish tradition, even giving money, even being charitable, has a discreetness to it and a sensitivity and a modesty to it, so that it goes into the Ark and it doesn't go into the horses.
Rabbi Beryl Wein on Parshat Truma. You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.